Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see there are hardwood floors throughout the home.
Is that Glenn Kelly?
Hey, Glenn.
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor. All right, here we are with another edition. Welcome to Tycoon Takeover. I am your host, Glenn Kelly, the owner and the broker of record of the greatest real estate empire on the planet, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You know, Tycoon Takeover continues to enjoy unbelievable ratings and awesome love from all of our fans and all of our followers, which actually goes out into the tens of thousands. Doing this show is absolutely, truly a blessing. I cannot thank everyone enough. Thank you so much for all the support and love and encouragement. I am truly humbled and truly blessed, and I do want to say thank you to everyone for everything. It just seems like everyone's talking about Glenn Kelly Real Estate and or Tycoon Takeover, and that is just absolutely wonderful. You know, I say it every show that if you're a business owner, you're in Ocean or Monmouth County, New Jersey, and you're looking for exposure, you want to get on Tycoon Takeover, you're like, how do I get on the show that's making history, the show that's trending? You want to go to glennkelly.com, glennkelly.com. Simply log on. You want to click on TV radio show, and it will give you all the information of how you can be hosted right here on Tycoon Takeover. You know, the other day, we had another closing here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate in good old Bayville, New Jersey. This particular home was listed by three other real estate brokers in the past. So, you know, when I say three other brokers, I mean three top-notch. When I say that, I mean they're generic, like I always say, generic vanilla, top-notch brokers. They've been around for eons. And guess what? They couldn't get the job done. They couldn't do it. So three different real estate companies listed a house in Bayville, and they couldn't sell the property. And we're talking big boy real estate companies here. They've been around for years. Three separate companies, couldn't get the job done. Glenn Kelly Real Estate steps up to the plate. Boom. Exactly what I've been saying for the last 4 years now, that Glenn Kelly Real Estate is not your vanilla flavored brokerage company. We do things outside the box. And what happened? We list the property. Not only in a short while after it was listed does it go under contract, but now it's officially sold. Hear me when I say it. Understand it. Believe it. Know it to be one of your truths. No one does it better than Glenn Kelly and Glenn Kelly Real Estate. That is a fact. So moving on, we have big news happening in Monmouth County. We're about to announce a huge venture taking place. Special partnership with Glenn Kelly Real Estate and multiple charitable organizations is coming. We are not going to announce it tonight, but it is enormous. It is coming soon. We will get you all the information here at Tycoon Takeover, probably in the next episode or two. So you heard all the big festivals and whatnot that take place in Monmouth County. There's so many of them. Well, now we have the biggest venture of all time, which will become the biggest annual festival of all time. It is in the works, I'm telling you. Tune in Tycoon Takeover in the very near future, and we'll get to that. I can't let the cat out of the bag yet, but trust me, it will be huge. And of course, with an event of this magnitude, it could only be brought to you by the greatest real estate company of all time, Glenn Kelly Real Estate. It makes me think to the day when myself was deemed the real estate magnate of the Jersey Shore. Special props out to my girl Judy Franco at New Jersey 101.5. I miss you and love you, Judy. I'm going to see you soon, guaranteed. We got a lot of stuff going on with New Jersey 101.5. They are absolutely spectacular and spot on. I love you guys. You can check out that interview with me and Judy on glennkelly.com. As always, just like I said before, we always state we're different than the regular, generic, vanilla-flavored real estate company. I've been truly blessed to have been a part, not only of the accomplishments here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, but as we combined all of that into eternal tranquility and dreams come true. And that's really what we've done over the past, we're coming up to 4 years now, where we have made a lot of people really, really happy on the dreams come true end, together with eternal tranquility. So it's without a doubt, I've been blessed to have been a part of eternal tranquility, dreams come true, and to have the greatest real estate agents of all time working for me. We're talking agents. They come aboard. They're a part of a true family team. That is what we are here. It doesn't exist anywhere else. When you see people posting on social media, which, by the way, Glenn Kelly Real Estate is the king of social media, bar none. That is true facts. And when you take a look at other agents and other companies and whatnot, other brokerage firms, they may boast teams, but they don't have the family team that's at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. It doesn't exist. I was at two companies before I founded my own company, and it just doesn't, the concept of the uniqueness of a family team camaraderie does not exist elsewhere. And that is why so many agents are making appointments and interviews with me to try to see if it fits for them to move from their current agency to Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And we encourage that. If you're interested in a new career, you want to be part of something, a part of this empire that's changing the real estate, it really is the real estate revolution here in New Jersey, reach out 732-244-0567 or go find us online, glennkelly.com. And when you take a look at all the things that Glenn Kelly Real Estate has accomplished, I am so proud of all my agents. We've been on TV, radio, billboards, magazines, newspapers. We own social media pretty much. I mean, that's just a fact. We're the largest social media score of any real estate company. That's just factual. So at the end of the day, props out to my man Mark, who's listening tonight. I got to see him today, good friend of mine, a very smart, smart man. He's in the medical profession, and big props out to him. We were talking today about like the Glenn Kelly Real Estate limousine and whatnot. It's bold. We do things different. We're bold. We come right out. The word of the night is bold. When we were talking today, he's like, there's no other word that describes it. Nobody is going to do what we can to get the job done. And it doesn't matter whether you like the bold, stylish marketing, or maybe you're a part of our fan base that loves our commitment to charity involvement. Either way, we have the highest social media score. And at the end of the day, it is a fact that Glenn Kelly Real Estate can get the job done. And when we got the job done, not only on a real estate end, but also giving back to the community end with all of the amazing events held right here with Glenn Kelly Real Estate, the NFL superstars, the international band Hoobastank that we hosted a giant July 4th celebration party the other year, WWE and TNA icons like Lita, Kurt Angle, the Million Dollar Man, Jake Roberts, Tatanka, Robbie E. Props out to my man Robbie E., big follower of the show. Men on a Mission, Oscar, another huge follower of the show and always involved in our charitable events. Mick Foley, another one. The list goes on and on. And it's with all these strategic partnerships and, just linking up with these icons in their own fields. And when they come out and they hook up with Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and in a sense also hook up with Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True, to literally, pardon the pun, make dreams come true for the children and adults with illnesses and impairments, it just speaks volumes. No one does it like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So moving on, Tycoon Takeover broadcasts every single Tuesday night right here at blogtalkradio.com/Glenn Kelly. And we conduct an open forum live right here not non-scripted, my friends, on real estate, money, selling your home, whatever you really want to talk about, life, success, relationships, charity, pretty much anything is up for grabs here on Tycoon Takeover, and we give it to you live, off the cuff, ready to roll. We have special guests join us weekly, and our goal is to not only spread the news of Glenn Kelly Real Estate, taking this empire, taking over the New Jersey real estate market, but also our focus is on community involvement and charitable events that we produce every single year. And that is what makes us the icon that we are. So each and every week, we will be absolutely, positively, no holds barred. Listeners can ask any questions they desire about my agents, my company, maybe personal questions, success tips, finance, you name it. It's all up on the tape. Now that we have all of the logistics out of the way, we really want to move on and start our program. Okay. So tonight we have a really, really special show. Our absolute first guest for tonight is Christine Carter. Now, Christine Carter is a hardworking mother and wife. She lives in Howell, and she's an IV technician at Riverview Hospital here in New Jersey. She's very soft-spoken, kind, and sweet, and that is how people would describe Christine. Her daughter, Amelia, was diagnosed with cancer, and Amelia has been getting chemotherapy. Now, her cancer came as a shock, obviously, to everyone in her entire family, as you could only imagine. Now, Glenn Kelly Real Estate and Tycoon Takeover would, first of all, like to send our immense love and prayers to the beautiful Amelia Carter. And it's a blessing, true blessing, that we're able to speak with Christine Carter tonight. Now, Amelia was diagnosed with sarcoma. It's an aggressive cancer in her clavicle. And the last couple shows we did, we had a lot on cancer and a lot on cancer research and hopefully being able to one day help cure cancer. So it's an absolute blessing once again to have on the show my next guest to share this personal, intimate story, a heart-wrenching story. Please welcome to the show Christine Carter. Christine, are you there?
Yes. Hi, Glenn. How you doing?
All right, Christine. Thank you so much for taking the time out of your busy day to come on Tycoon Takeover with Glenn Kelly. And I got to tell you right off the bat, our love and our prayers are there for Amelia.
Thank you. Thank you. Yeah, everybody's been so warm and definitely supportive in our community and outside of our community. It helps to feel that we're not alone.
I tell you what, I want you to take your time. You're no rush. I would like you to tell me the story about Amelia specifically. I mean, I have a couple questions for you, direct questions that we got from online once I said you were coming on the show. But if you could just tell us briefly the story of Amelia and her specific type of cancer.
Yeah, she has Ewing sarcoma. On January 22nd, she woke up and I was getting her ready for school like I normally would, and she was complaining that her arm hurt as she was getting changed for school, and so I started helping her to get changed, and when she took her shirt off, there was a huge bump on her shoulder. I thought she broke her clavicle, and right away I was like, okay, we're going to the ER, got to get an x-ray, find out what's going on here, it wasn't so simple. Once we got in there, they took us in right away and talked to me about what was going on, and they wrote for an x-ray, and the x-ray, I got to see the x-ray. I kind of had a feeling. You don't want to think it, but being in the medical field, you kind of know some things, so it's better to be in the dark sometime. But they did a couple of x-rays and drew some labs, and we went to sit down for a little while, and in the meantime I had talked to my sister because she was saying that she had watched Amelia the Monday before because she had off from school and I had to work, and they went ice skating, and she's like, oh, is she favoring, you know, her left, you know, arm? Is that what's hurting her? And I'm like, yeah. You know, she said, oh, well, she was using that arm to pull herself around the ice skating ring the whole time. I said, oh, all right, maybe it's just it's real swollen, or she did something with that. But then they were like, no, we need to get an ultrasound to see about density and other things cooling in my head and everything. And I was like, okay, you know, all right, this is bigger than it is. And so they started doing the ultrasound, and then when they came back, about like 5 or 6 people came into the room and asked to speak to me alone. And once that happened, you know, you knew what you were being set down for. And I basically answered them, you know, when they sat me down. And I was like, okay, she has cancer. And yeah, and they were like, yeah, we think it's Ewing sarcoma, but we're not sure. It could be something else. It could be not cancer at all, but from what we're looking at, we're pretty positive. And so they wanted to get an MRI, which would tell a little bit more. So we got an MRI done, and she was such a trooper. She did it without any kind of sedation or anything. She sat still. I was very impressed, and they talked to her about it. They had games that they play that makes all the weird sounds that the MRIs make, and once they did the MRI, they sent that off to an oncology pediatrician, and they don't take care of Ewing sarcoma there, but you know, he said we needed to see someone right away. And they basically sent us home, you know, that night. They didn't keep us because they felt that she was stable and we didn't need to spend the night in the hospital. So we started doing a bunch of research. The next day it snowed, so we couldn't get in touch with anybody. But we were able to get in touch with Texas Children's Hospital. They have a Ewing sarcoma clinic. Mm-hmm. Just specifically for that type of cancer, and they were wonderful. They answered all of our questions, and we did talk to the oncologist that looked at her scans on Monday. We talked to him, and he was like, you need to see someone right away. I have a friend in Newark, and we were like, well, what about CHOP? You know, and he's like, oh, CHOP's great. He's like, but I don't know anybody, and you can't wait. So in the meantime, Monday comes along, and everybody came in a little late from the snow, but CHOP called us back right away, and we were able to digitally send the scans that we had done at Jersey Shore over to them, called us back an hour later, and we're like, you need to be here at 1. Can you be here at 1? We're like, yeah, we can be here at 1. So we got up there, and they basically took the reins, and meanwhile, Texas was still on the phone with us, calling us back and forth, all their doctors, basically putting our minds at ease. Who's this doctor you're seeing? Oh, he's great. We work with him. We work with them. Like, basically saying, you don't need to come all the way to Texas. You can stay where you are and still be able to have your family around you and get the best care that you need by going to the Children's Hospital in Philadelphia. So that's how we wound up deciding to go with them. But yeah, they basically said that because she was so active and she used her arm so much, that basically made the tumor present itself faster. Wow. It's a pretty aggressive growing tumor, but you know, it misdiagnosed a lot. Or not so soon. She probably had it about 3 weeks. She was complaining about her neck being sore. She had fell asleep though, like kind of all crunched up. I was like, oh, you know, you just got a stiff neck. And I, was rubbing her shoulder. I'm like, you have a little knot right here. And it was about the size of like one of my nails, real small. So I'm pretty positive that that was it. When we found it, when we went to the ER, it was about 4.9 centimeters. And then I think it was like about 6 inches long and then 1.9 centimeters. It was fairly large. And it just really, it appeared out of nowhere, which is scary. But,
yeah, tell me about it. I mean, it's a heart-wrenching story. So is this Ewing sarcoma, from the research that you've done, is this a rare type of cancer?
It's Ewing sarcoma. Mm-hmm. And it's well, it's the second most common type of bone cancer in children and young adults, but it's rare. They find about like 200 children and young adults a year, and their ages are usually between 10 and 20. So it's like 2 in a million people, you know, get it. But she's very young, so her prognosis is better because she is younger. It's on her clavicle. We were concerned because when you start looking up things, it's less. You mostly find it on like long bones, your arm, in your arms, your legs, your pelvis. When you start finding things like in your chest wall, it's usually a poorer outcome. But I think because it was on the clavicle, it's away from the organs and it's in an area that doesn't have a lot of ways to hide. It's, you know, mostly you can see your clavicle at all times. If it's on like your ribs, a lot of the times it'll grow inward and so you don't even know it's there. But it grows fast and it spreads fast once you have it. It's pretty much in your blood, so they have to start the chemo first before they do surgery. They're doing 6 cycles of chemo, and then they're going to do a surgery sometime in May to either, they'll do scans over again. They'll either take the tumor off or they'll take a portion of the bone off with the tumor, or they could possibly take her whole clavicle out. You don't necessarily need it, which is kind of hard to believe, but some people are born without clavicle, so, and she probably won't need radiation because her joints aren't involved, but she will need another about 8 more cycles of chemotherapy after, and it's about she gets three chemos over 2 days, and then she gets 2 other chemos for 5 days, and they rotate that back and forth. It's a lot. They bombard you. They bombard children when they have any kind of cancer. I guess the cells divide so quickly that they need to knock it down faster. So.
Now, how has this affected her so far? I mean, is she still able to attend school or no?
No. I thought, I mean, she could, but I sent her to school, and then the next day she had spiked a fever and had to be in the hospital for 5 days. So, and she was tired the whole time at school, and it wasn't worth it. The risks right now with a lot of kids being sick with flus and everything outweigh.
Yeah.
And I can't predict what her immunity is.
Mm-hmm.
She seems to, you know, she gets a shot right after the chemo and that will raise it, but it spikes it up high and then it drops it down real low and then it raises it over time, just enough time to get her next chemo. And so I sent her to school apparently when it dropped real low, and you have no way of telling really. So I don't think it's worth it. We started having homeschool. So the teachers come out for a couple hours here and there. It's a little bit sporadic. See, we were supposed to go for chemo on Friday, and that got pushed off because her platelets were too low. So then a couple of days later, you go in, and it got pushed off again. So it's like our schedules are constantly changing. depending on what her lab work comes back. So we're driving to Philly a lot.
Oh, my God. Now, since the diagnosis, one of the questions we got from online was, how has this affected your family financially and emotionally?
Well, emotionally is, you know, I have to be strong. You know, she's happy, and that definitely makes it easier to be happy. She's her bouncy little self. It's just you have to explain things to her that you shouldn't have to explain to a six-year-old, and saying in a way that they can understand too, so without scaring them. And that's hard. You know, I we haven't been able to do any of the fun things that she's normally, you know, been in. She can't be active like she was, because they're afraid if she breaks her bone, that's a big risk. They were going to put her in a sling to minimize her movement, but they felt, you know, as long as we backed off of, you know, sports and took it easy, didn't go to the playgrounds and things like that, that she would be okay. But she's tired anyway. She's so tired from, you know, from the blood cells, like her red blood cells are low and everything. So she's, when she runs around, it's okay a little bit. I let it go a little bit, but I definitely have become more protective. I usually was a standoff mom, and not anymore.
Now, have you been able to find or come across any support groups?
Yes. Yeah. I haven't had the time to reach out to them too much, but the Francis Foundation has already contacted us. They've given a small donation, and they've invited us to a couple of affairs that they've had. We haven't been able to attend any yet because we've been so busy with her care. But they've linked us with a couple of families that are in the area that we could talk to. And then we plan on also talking to the Maya Lynn Terry Foundation. They also, you know, help with raising awareness, you know, for pediatric cancer. And they have a resource guide that they had sent to us that has been helpful, answered a lot of my questions. And then there's this Casey Cares Foundation that CHOP had connected us with. They're out of Baltimore. And they basically, you know, want to know what the kids like, and they do things like parties for when their birthdays, and they, you know, give gas cards and things like that. Right now, we're basically dealing with transportation, going back and forth. My car is not doing so well, so like having to deal with getting the car fixed, you know, getting down to Philly back. But it's only been a couple weeks that even though so much has happened, it hasn't been that long. So the bills haven't been processed yet. Everybody's just like, brace yourself. And, you know,
speaking about bills, you created a GoFundMe. Can you tell us about that and how people listening, our listeners, can hone in here and try to help you out during this catastrophic event going on?
Yeah, we have friends that as soon as they heard the news that, you know, when we came home from the hospital, they right away started it, and we're like, all right, we're ready to go. Whenever you give us the okay, we waited until we got the biopsies and all the tests done to make sure that, you know, it was definitely what it was, but they had started and launched it's a GoFundMe.com /AmeliaKicksCancer. And you know, we've been getting great support through emails. That's how we found these foundations, how they've got in touch with him, and then he's linked them to us. Her schools have been doing fundraisers and like pajama days and you know, spreading the word. you know, that this is what's going around, going on in town, and her friends have really, you know, stepped up to show her love and sending her cards and support, and it's just been overwhelming. It's definitely, you feel so alone when something like this happens, and I don't, because now that everyone is around me and asking me how she's doing, and do you need anything? I'm going to the store. Like, you know, it's been such an outpour of love. It helped.
So I can only imagine. I want to make sure that all of our listeners get this website. It is GoFundMe.com/AmeliaKicksCancer. Is that correct, Christine?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It is truly a blessing, an honor for myself to interview you and have you come on to all of our listeners and whatnot and really update us on you know, such a personal issue, but if we can try to help raise some money, that would truly be a blessing on the part of Tycoon Takeover. I really send all of our love and prayers from everyone here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate and Tycoon Takeover, all of our love and prayers to Amelia, and thank you so much for coming on the show tonight.
Thanks for having me.
You got it. Thank you again. Have a great night.
You too.
Okay, everyone, that was Christine Carter, the mom of Amelia Carter. And you wanna take a look at that website. That is GoFundMe.com/AmeliaKicksCancer. Take a look at it. It's for an awesome, super, super cause, okay? So moving on to our next guest and whatnot. Our next guest is the coordinator of charitable affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And it's really nice that she's coming on the show tonight. She's a licensed real estate agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate and also the coordinator of charitable affairs. She's involved so deeply into all these charitable events here. And for a long time, she's proven herself to be an asset to Glenn Kelly Real Estate. She's always busy on the charitable side and always involved with everything that Glenn Kelly Real Estate integrates itself with. She's helped me put together many charitable events, especially helping with the big one that we did over at the Beachcomber Bar and Grill. Props out to my boy Mikey. What's happening? Mike Carbone. I know he's listening tonight. Now, if you're looking to buy or sell real estate, you can also reach out to my next guest. Her name is Mindy. Definitely give her a shout. She'll treat you like royalty. Mindy has taken her knowledge and love of real estate to another stratosphere with the charity division here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Her and Stacy are like an unbelievable compilation of two people that really, really care. They're all about giving back to the community. And I can't stress enough how much Mindy is involved in always giving back to the community. Please help me welcome the woman of the hour. Please welcome Mindy Reynolds. Mindy, are you there?
I'm here, Glenn. Good evening.
All right, Mindy. How you doing this evening?
I'm great. How about you?
I'm doing all right. Can you please tell me about the Relay for Life? I know you're very involved with that and whatnot, and I hear they went into this Wizard of Oz theme. Can you tell me a little bit about it?
Yes. Actually, last week they had their kickoff night. It was March 1st at High School North, and everybody that came is a volunteer, and they also had survivors that came and spoke, and family and friends, and they also have had refreshments and things for people to do, and they also had they're doing a yellow brick road at the actual relay, so they had these yellow bricks that everybody could, you know, write down why they were part of the relay.
Mm-hmm.
So it was a good kickoff.
Awesome. And that's the Relay for Life. Mindy is very intricately involved, and she set up our team, the Glenn Kelly Real Estate team, to be a part of this. So how do people get involved with this, Mindy?
Right. Like Glenn said, we have our team set up, and we are on Facebook and Twitter. You can also go to relayforlife.org/TomsRiverNJ, and you can find the event on there. And you can, if you want to set up your own team, you can do that. Even individuals can set up their own account. But if you want to donate to our team, you can find us, you know, on your Facebook page, my Facebook page, and also on Twitter.
Okay, awesome, awesome. Now, if someone wants to donate, is there a particular site that they can go to?
They can go to our site off of the Glenn Kelly Facebook page or my Facebook page, and also they can go to relayforlife.org, and they can find us on there as well.
Okay, awesome. Now, where does the money actually go for the Relay for Life?
Well, it actually goes to several different items here. They have, like, what Christine was talking about, you know, she's having trouble with her vehicle, you know, driving Amelia to all her appointments. They have a fund for rides where they can get rides to their appointments. They also have money that goes towards lodging if they have to travel for their, you know, the patients have to travel for their chemo or what have you. They also have a 24-hour hotline. That money goes to that. And it's a 24-hour hotline via phone, email, and online chats. They also have support groups, you know. It goes to several different areas.
Okay. Now, with the Relay for Life, the Glenn Kelly Relay Season Times.
The schedule for Relay for Life, is that what you're referring to?
Yes. What particular day and what's the times of this event?
Okay. It starts on Friday, June 10th, and registration begins at 4 p.m., and the actual survivor dinner is at 5 o'clock. And this is an overnight event. It ends at 5:30 in the morning on June 11th. And they invite you, it's at the football field at Toms River High School North, and they invite you to bring tents or anything you want to have on the football field to stay overnight. And during the event, they'll have several things going on. They'll have things for the kids to do and relay races and, you know, all kinds of things, Zumba, several things for everybody to do as they do their walk.
Awesome. So you got to check it out. Mindy, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Buyers and sellers, reach out to Mindy Reynolds for all your real estate needs. Log on to glennkelly.com. Look under agents, select Mindy Reynolds. You will not be disappointed, I'm telling you. Mindy, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. It was my pleasure.
Thank you, Glenn. Have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, so moving on, as you can see, usually on our shows, we're so packed with information that we just got to cycle and keep moving through. That's what we do to keep the show live, innovative, and fresh. Okay, so my next guest tonight, we're going to move right on, is a man who really, really is becoming one of my favorites here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. And that means a lot when I say that. From the moment I met this gentleman at my office, I knew he was going to be a success in real estate. You ever have one of them moments where you look at someone and you know that they have that magic eye for real estate? Now, not only did he become an instant sensation here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, but he also, I'm thankful I've become a good friend with this gentleman. This gentleman, over the years, he's been in the restaurant business for eons. He took that long journey in business and that love of business into real estate. You know, I'm so proud of this guy. He truly personifies what it means to be a full-time real estate agent. And those of you out there that are working with part-timers, you are the people who don't realize what it takes to be in this business and be full-time. You need to be working with someone like Jamie Stever. He's the man of the hour. Now, he's seriously becoming one of my key players at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Even when he first started and he grabbed his first listing almost instantly, and then he grabbed his first sale almost simultaneously. I mean, the guy reminds me of a version of Glenn Kelly. Now, he has a true love for this business, and he shows it every single day with his commitment to excellence. Please help me welcome to the show the man of the hour, the man that is truly fine-tuning the art of real estate. Please welcome superstar Glenn Kelly real estate agent Jamie Stever to the show. Jamie, are you there, my friend?
Yes, Glenn, I am. Thank you for the great introduction.
Not a problem. So, Jamie, we don't have a lot of time, so I want to get right into it. Tell me, my man, in the 3 years when you were in the Army, and now I'm sure that shaped your entire mindset, and it gave you the respect for the basics that yielded this complex nature of business. And here you pretty much learned everything from a young kid. You grew up, you served your time, and then after that, you got into the restaurant business. 20-plus years, you rocked it, and you took all of that knowledge and the love of business, took it into real estate. Tell me about it, my man.
Well, like you said, you know, 3 years in the Army is something you take with you for the rest of your life. You learn how basics get you the most, you know, the most basic tasks will yield the most complex results. You know, architecture changes, but the physics stay the same. That's the kind of concept you got to have. You know, a square corner is a squared corner, regardless of buildings wrapped around it. You have to apply those theories to every part of your life to be successful. You know, a lot of people they think if my life is complicated, it must have value. That's not necessarily the case. It's not. You have to master the basics in life. You know, the first thing you teach in the Army is how to walk. Literally, you spend a week learning how to walk like a soldier. And there's nothing more basic than that, teaching somebody how to walk. And, you know, from that, you go on to bigger and better things. Same thing with real estate. You got to learn the basics of the job to go on to bigger and better things. And,
so,
you
Jamie,
know, in the restaurant business.
Go ahead, my friend.
You know, in the restaurant business, some guys, they go over the top and they lose their shirts. And other guys pay attention to every single plate that comes out of the kitchen. And they drive away in big, fancy cars and live in big, beautiful houses because they pay attention to the details.
Very nice. And that, I could definitely say, Jamie Stever is the man of the hour when it comes to real estate. This guy pays attention to detail. That is verifiable. Now, Jamie, we said you got 20 years business/restaurant experience. Tell us what this has taught you to the value of customer service.
You know, you build your business the same way you can lose it, one person at a time. You know, you in the days of social media now, you have two kinds of people, either raving fans or raving lunatics. So you better pay attention to every person that walks into your door, regardless if their budget ends in three zeros or six zeros. They have value to your organization, so pay attention.
Yeah, I tell you, that is so true and spot on.
I can't stress that enough. You know, we have a lot of realtors on Route 9, and every once in a while somebody will walk in, and they've been beaten up by the guy down the street because their pocketbook ain't too big. And that's kind of sad. They don't realize how much gray matter goes into a person just deciding to buy or sell. I mean, that's a lifetime commitment. It's like marriage. You shouldn't come onto it lightly. So when somebody walks in your door ready to buy or sell, they expended a lot of calories to get to that point. Respect that.
Absolutely, 100%. Now, Jamie, Glenn Kelly Real Estate always has a lot of walk-ins daily. We're literally right next door to the Sandcastle Diner in Beachwood. Jamie actually does a lot of floor time here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, and he gets a lot of walk-ins. Jamie, can you tell us about what are the feelings that clients get when they walk through the doors, meet and greet Jamie Stever there on floor time, as opposed to, say, a client who walks down the street at another agency that really is the Glenn Kelly Real Estate wannabes? Tell us about it, my man.
People, whenever you have any kind of human interaction, somebody has to be the alpha. When you're in any kind of sales, you have to let your customer know they are the alpha. if your nose is riding higher in the air than theirs, you've lost them. So when you put on your snooty pants and do your snooty business, you're putting a lot of money in my pocket. And I want to thank you for that. To anybody who doesn't understand the value of every single customer every single time. So, you know, you can't believe your own press when you're in the sales business. The customer is always, always right. Always. Don't, you know, if you can comprehend anything different, you can allow it to happen. Well, they're not always right. No, erase that from your brain. They're always, always right. Just always right. Go out, you know, sometimes things don't go your way. That's the nature of life. But the customer's always, always right.
Spot
I can't
on.
Stress that enough. I mean, we've seen it firsthand where we've had people come in with their entire life information in their hand with tears in their eyes. You saw it because The people down the street just didn't give them the respect they deserve. Granted, you know, you might not be able to business people, but would it kill you to show them the respect that they deserve because they took the time and energy to drive their vehicle to your place of business to try and give you their money? I mean, that's a big commitment. Take it seriously. And if you don't, I want to thank you because you're going to put money in my pocket in the long run.
Now, Jamie, when you came into real estate, you were hand-tailored. You were taught and trained by yours truly, which is the greatest real estate icon in real estate history, that being Glenn Kelly. Now, tell us, with that experience, you coming into real estate and whatnot, what can a client expect? When a client comes in and they decide, I want to work with this realtor, Jamie Stever. Everyone says he's top-notch. He's going to work with you 100%. He's going to give you 110%. What could someone expect if they want to buy or sell real estate and use Jamie Stever?
When I was in the Army, I was an infantryman, and we were affectionately known as grunts because we were grunted out to get the job done. You're the first guy off the plane and the last guy off the beach, and that has to be the mindset when you're doing business. I'm actually in the process of working with some people who are buying a home from homeowners who've only have owned that home for 6 years. So they had a lot of permitting questions. Well, I went to the town hall and got every single permit in the history of this property. It doesn't take a lot of energy, didn't take any money. It's the days of the interwebs. They were able to PDF me. These people needed two permits. I was able to get 78 pages of documents to find out everything from the age of the furnace to the age of the swimming pool that the homeowners who are there now had no clue about it. So that has to be the mindset. You almost have to answer questions before they're asked to give yourself credibility. And you know, you have to have the belief that confidence comes from competence. Learn your job. And you also have to have the business maturity to where if a question comes up that you can't answer, say, hold on, I got a great bridge. I got a bridge to my resource, Glenn Kelly. You know, the guy's got more degrees than a thermometer. And use them. I usually, you know firsthand, I woke you up in the middle of the night with a bunch of questions. Go to your resources to get the job done.
Now, Jamie, I got to say, from someone who's been in the business eons working with you, you guys got it. Listeners, jot it down. Jamie Stever. Get yourself on board with a great realtor. If your realtor's out there and he ain't pulling 78-page documents for you, you need to rethink who you're using. Now, Jamie, my last question to you is, how do you foresee your future with Glenn Kelly Real Estate?
You know, the sky's the limit. This is a situation where if you're willing to work hard and treat everybody with respect, if you want to do the right thing over and over and over again, statistically, you're going to be very successful. It's a no-brainer. You know, everybody gets the occasional bump and bruise. That's life. But at the end of the day, if you're consistently doing the right thing over and over again and you're doing right by your clients, they're going to tell people, and their friends are going to become your friends. And then they're going to, you know, that process is exponential. You know, you do right by two people. They recommend you to two people, and they recommend you to two people. All of a sudden, you have almost a waiting list of people trying to do business with you, and every real estate agent wants to have that problem.
Oh, yeah, 100%. My friends, listeners, this is Jamie Stever of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Go on to glennkelly.com, click on agents, find Jamie Stever. I'm telling you right now, you will not be disappointed. This guy is top-notch. Jamie, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. Listeners, if you're buying or selling anywhere in New Jersey, you got to consider speaking with Jamie Stever. He's truly a wonderful person inside and out, and he will get the job done for you. Jamie, thank you, my friend, for coming on the show tonight.
Glenn, thank you very much for having me, buddy.
You got to have a great night, Jamie.
Talk to you soon, brother.
Bye-bye. Okay, everyone, that was Jamie Stever here of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. You got to check him out. Let me tell you something. This guy is hot. He is on fire in real estate. Moving on to our next guest. She is the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate and also a New Jersey licensed sales agent here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Now, Stacy has a very complex career here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. I mean, she is directly involved with every single charitable event that we do here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate, Eternal Tranquility and Dreams Come True, from start to finish. And on top of all that, she still needs to have her real estate career. So she's also hugely involved in real estate, and she's got many, many clients that say that she gives 110%. So you have to understand that when people come over to Glenn Kelly Real Estate, a lot of them have many hats, and Stacy has a ton of hats to hold here with Glenn Kelly Real Estate. So you really gotta, I tip my own hat to her because she's involved with everything. She has the accolades that she deserves for truly hustling to be on par 24/7 in this business. Everyone, please welcome the iconic real estate superstar, the Assistant Director of Charitable Affairs here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Stacy, are you there?
I'm here.
All right, Stacy, what's happening? How's your night going?
It's pretty good. I'm just stuffy. I've got allergies. Right. I don't know if anybody else is feeling allergies. It's beautiful weather, but I'm not liking it.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know, to have March. You got March going with 70-degree weather. It's nuts. So tell us about the big networking event.
The big networking event, that's coming up on the 16th of this month. It's going to be at 5:30 for all real estate agents, home inspectors, attorneys, appraisers, engineers, builders, and more. If you're interested in attending, you could contact Glenn Kelly today. We're going to have food, light refreshments, and it's just a meet and greet. Bring your business cards. It'll be a good time.
Okay, awesome. So that's March 16th, Wednesday, March 16th. And that's right here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate. On the corner of it's 100 Longboat Avenue on the corner of Longboat and Route 9, across the street from the Sandcastle Diner. You do not want to miss it. Stacy, tell us about May 21st and 22nd at the Beachcomber.
We're going to be set up outside of the Beachcomber Barn Grill on May 21st and 22nd. We're going to have lots of freebies. You could come by and get a CMA in your house. We'll have T-shirts, books signed by Glenn Kelly, and just lots of giveaways, and you can meet some of the Glenn Kelly real estate agents.
Awesome. And how about the unheard of, the iconic, unbelievable company anniversary party? No one does it like Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Agents out there are listening and saying, oh, well, I'm a part of this company. I'm a part of that company. I got news for you. No one does it like Glenn Kelly Real Estate.
No.
Tell us about the company anniversary party.
This is different from years prior, being that it's private invite only. So all of the other anniversary parties were open to the public. Now, this one's more intimate, but it's going to be an amazing time. It's May 27th on the River Lady. It's a sunset cruise with DJ experts are going to be there. We always rave about DJ Bob, who also, I'm not sure if Mindy mentioned it before, but DJ Bob and his partner, Walter, they're going to be at the Relay for Life DJing as well. That whole event, I think she said it was, I forget when she said the date was, but whenever Mindy said that event is, they're going to be DJing that as well. But they're going to be at our party on the River Lady. Prior to that, we're going to have a private dinner at the office, and then we're all going to head over and get on the River Lady. It'll be a nice night.
Awesome. And then what about just a couple tidbits on Soulsational Music and Wellness Festival? Glenn Kelly Real Estate's always involved, major sponsor every single year. Tell us a little bit about that.
This particular event with Soulsational is titled Champs for Charity. It's taking place on July 30th. Through Soulsational's mission, Glenn Kelly Real Estate is sponsoring the world-famous Monster Factory to help pin cancer and just promote an overall healthy lifestyle and well-being. There's going to be amazing athletes who appeal to a diverse audience. They're going to be speaking out on important social issues. A wrestling ring's going to be there with talent to be determined. We have singer Rebecca Holden with Dreams Come True, her number one hit. She's going to be there performing that. Just overall, if you've ever been to the Soulsational event, it's local vendors. And one thing that we've always raved here, we always have local businesses on the show. We believe in locals loving locals. So through an event like this, we could give back to the community. The proceeds from this event are going to go to Dreams Come True, the Glenn Kelly Real Estate charity. And we are going to make a dream come true for a special lucky individual in our community. This champion's dream will be to enter a professional wrestling ring and meet the locker room full of superstars and get pictures and autographs. It's just going to be an amazing, amazing event.
Awesome. Now, earlier on the show, we had Christine Carter on and whatnot. I know she's a friend of yours and whatnot. Very, very briefly, did you have anything you wanted to say on that topic?
Yes. My mom actually works with Christine Carter, and I used to work at the daycare where Amelia went to school. And I remember whenever she first got diagnosed, Christine was saying that one of the things that just really gets her is the fact that this particular cancer is often misdiagnosed as growing pains. So that's one of the main reasons why teenagers, as she was saying earlier, have a less successful outcome, because they go to the doctor and they're like, oh, just growing pains, move on. And then by the time they're really getting into treating it, it's too late. You know, so it's just a horrible situation. Just keep praying that as she's going through all this chemo treatment, you know, she walks out successful.
We only have seconds left. So if we want that update,
okay,
you have
okay.
to listen. Next Tuesday, Tycoon Takeover. Stacey, thank you so much for coming on the show tonight. As usual on the shows, they go super quick. 1 hour flies by in seconds is what it feels like. Thank you, Stacey, for coming on the show tonight.
No problem. Good night.
Okay, so I would personally send out my love and prayers to Amelia. I want to thank all of our guests and everyone that listened to Tycoon Takeover tonight. Thank you from the bottom of my heart. It was an absolute pleasure. Everyone here at Glenn Kelly Real Estate would like to invite you into our studio every single Tuesday night at 9 p.m. right here at blogtalkradio.com/Glenn Kelly. And you could also visit us online at www.glennkelly.com. Wishing everyone a happy and healthy night. Love you, and I will see you next week.
Meet Glenn Kelly.
You can see their hardwood floors throughout the home.
Is that Glenn Kelly? Hey, Glenn!
Glenn is broker of record of Glenn Kelly Real Estate. Glenn's experience and determination makes him a top-producing realtor year after year. Whether residential or commercial, buying or selling, there's no one like Glenn Kelly.
I'm Glenn Kelly, and I want to be your realtor.